Tender Ray Beef, No Other Beef So Fresh Can Be So Tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. K is for Kroger, C is for cut, B is for beef. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. Yes, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. And the reason is this. Before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Mind you, that's before the meat is weighed and priced, which means more meat for your money. And it's top U.S. government grades of beef. It's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. Yes, in Kroger cut beef, you get a better value in top grade beef. For example, take a specific cut of beef, say a Kroger cut chuck roast. Before the roast is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess waste and stringy meat. That means you get a better value because you get more solid meat, only a minimum of bone. Yes, you receive more meat, less waste, whether you buy a steak or roast. So visit your neighborhood Kroger store soon. Make it a rule to get Kroger cut beef. It gives you more meat for your money. And now, Hearts in Harmony. The Ainslie case is as good as over. Penny Gibbs and her lawyer boss, young Frank Carter, have obtained a signed confession from Robert Wilson and ex-nurse Mabel Peterson that they swindled the late Sam Ainslie out of the $10,000 he intended to leave to his wife. On a well-earned holiday, Penny Gibbs is today at the Lang Farm with Nora and Freddie Lang and little 6-year-old Julie Martin. In the pine grove at the edge of the lake, the four are enjoying a picnic. Julie says,
Aunt Penny, can I go sit in the boat, can I?
Oh, Julie, I don't think you should, honey.
Oh, go on, Penny, let her go. The boat's tied up to the dock and it's not the kind that tips over.
Oh, Cricket, yes, Penny, she'll be safe.
Well, all right, Julie, but be careful, honey.
I will. Will you come with me, Uncle Freddy?
Yes, just a few minutes, Julie. Then maybe we'll go for a boat ride up to the other end of the lake, huh? How'd you like to do that?
Oh, I'd love that, Uncle Freddy. Just the two of us?
Well, I don't see why not.
Well, Crickets, how long has this been going on?
Well, not for more than 6 years,
I'll tell you that. It sounds to me as though you have a rival for your husband's affections, Nora.
Yes, it does sound that way, doesn't it?
You go ahead, Julie. Play in the boat a little while, and then we'll go on that voyage. No matter what these old women say.
Oh. You won't make me sit too long, will you, Uncle Freddy?
No, just until I get the picnic stuff packed up and ready to haul back to the farm.
I'm going to get in the boat and pretend I'm sailing far, far away over the ocean.
Okay.
Oh, Freddy, you and Julie certainly get along well together.
Oh, I wow all the dames, Penny.
Oh, you do you?
I do I? I wowed you, didn't I?
Well, it's different now. We're married.
Well, just because I'm hooked doesn't mean that I can't still look.
Oh, he's got something there, Nora.
I know. We've been married just a few weeks, and already you think I'm an old married woman.
No, I think you're a beautiful married woman. And I intend to whistle at you for the rest of my life.
Freddy Lang, that was a beautiful speech.
Oh, did you like that?
Mm-hmm, I sure did.
Well, I think that Nora liked it, too. You did, didn't you, Crickets?
Well, it was so pretty that I'm going to hold you to it for the rest of my life.
Oh, I see. Well, all of a sudden, I have an appetite again. Say, you kids want to join me in a sandwich?
No, thanks, Freddy. I couldn't eat another bite.
I'm finished. I don't think I'll be able to eat for the rest of the week.
Well, that's just dandy. Gosh, think of all the money we'll save and how much more I'll be able to eat myself without unbalancing our budget.
Oh, you idiot.
Hey, what have we got here? Sliced chicken. One hour I missed that before.
You didn't miss it, Freddy Lang. I saw you hiding it for just such a time as this.
I don't get away with anything anymore, do I?
No, you certainly don't. Not with two of us watching, anyway.
Leave it to the gals to get together. And smart guy that I am, I have to picnic with three of them.
Hey, you know, this is really good.
You sure that neither one of you wants some?
Oh, thank you, Freddy. We have figures to watch.
Well, just call me Tubby and I'll eat everything in sight. That's so that you gals can have figures worth watching.
I see.
Hey, Nora. You asleep?
No. Just lying here with my eyes closed, smelling the pine.
Hey, they do smell good, all right, don't they? Say, Penny, you like it out here?
Oh, yes, Freddy. I'm glad you invited me. Yeah, but it's the nicest afternoon I've spent in months.
Well, you deserve something like this, I think. In fact, you ought to come out here with us more often.
Well, she doesn't have to come with us, Freddy. Anytime you want to, Penny, you can come out here.
Thanks, Nora. I don't think I have very much time, though.
Huh?
Think I'll be busy with Mr. Carter at the office and probably, too, at the church.
Oh, sure.
I guess knocking off that Ainsley case sure fixed up Carter good, didn't it?
Yeah. He's already been off in several cases.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. He's investigating today.
Uh-huh.
That's why he couldn't accept your invitation for this afternoon, Freddy.
Well, I can understand that, but I'm sorry he couldn't come along. But maybe he'll come along some other time, huh? And you know, too, the weather's going to be good well into October this year.
How can you be sure of that, Freddy?
Why, Nora, I'm a farmer, don't you remember that? Huh? I have ways about telling things like that.
Who told you, Daddy?
Okay. So your dad did tell me. But now I know how to tell about things like that all by myself. Barring any kind of accidents, of course.
Oh, golly, I hope we do have a nice fall. I think it's my favorite time of year.
It's going to be mine this year, too, if the harvest is right.
Oh, the farm looks as though it's going to make a lot of money this year, Freddy. The fields are certain.
Yes, well, you see, Penny, what's in the ground won't be worth bothering with if the market isn't right.
Oh, crickets, but doesn't Freddy sound different these days, Penny?
Freddy is different these days, Nora.
Oh, I am.
Uncle Freddy!
Yeah, Julie, I'll be right over.
Freddy, the boat's running away!
Huh?
Freddy, the boat's broken loose.
Yeah, I see it.
Julie, don't stand up in that boat. Sit down.
Say, Julie, you better sit down, Julie.
Julie, sit down. You're rocking the boat, honey.
Yeah, sit down.
Help me, I'm scared.
Julie!
The boat's running away.
Julie, sit down.
Freddy, oh,
Freddy, she can't swim.
Well, I can.
Freddy, hurry, yes. Come on.
All right.
Julie.
Julie, where are you?
Freddy. Freddy, there she is. No boat in the boat. On the left, Freddy. Freddy, on the left of the boat.
Uncle Freddy!
Keep going in that direction, Freddy. That's it.
Uncle Freddy!
Just take it easy, Julie. Just take it easy. I'll be along with you in a second.
It's all
right.
Uncle Freddy! Freddy,
come under again. Yeah, I'll get her. I'll get her. I was just about to grab her.
Go under after her, Freddy. There's a lot of water.
Yeah, sure. All right, I'll get her. I got her.
Is she all right?
Freddy, is she all right?
Yeah, she's okay. She's just right.
Oh, Uncle Freddy. I'm scared.
Oh, that's all right, Julie. Don't be afraid. Here, hold on. We'll head in for sure.
Don't let go of me, Uncle Freddy.
I won't.
Please don't.
Don't you worry about it. You just keep remembering that you're my best girl. You don't have to, Nora. I've hit the bottom already. I'll bring her in. You better stay up there and stay dry.
Oh, Julie, darling, don't cry. Oh, darling, everything's all right now.
Yeah, sure, Julie. Everything's all going to be okay now. Hey, you see, I'm walking through the water now. Just a few seconds, we'll be up on dry land again.
I'll take it out, Freddy.
Yeah, you better not, Nora. She's a lot heavier than she looks. She's plenty wet, so. Yeah, I'll run her over to the farmhouse and get her into some dry clothes and a blanket.
Julie, darling, don't cry anymore.
I did it all wrong, Aunt Penny. I didn't mean to.
I know you didn't mean to,
now, Julie, you didn't do anything wrong. In fact, you did your Uncle Freddy a great big favor. You know, Julie, I've always wanted to save a fairy princess. And now I have.
You did save me, Uncle Freddy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's because you're a beautiful princess, and Uncle Freddy is a knight in shining armor, just as in the storybook.
Hey, wait a minute.
You are a knight, Uncle Freddy.
Yeah?
And you did save me. Just the way it's done in the story.
So it's all right now, Julie?
Yes, Aunt Penny. But look, Uncle Freddy, the boat's run way up the lake without us.
Oh. Yeah. Well, I guess it hurt us say we were going for a ride in it, and I guess it just couldn't wait.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, Julie. We'll take a boat ride some other time.
We'll collect everything and be along in a little while, Freddy.
Oh, no, stay out here for a while. Julie and I will be back just as soon as your dad and I can get her dried out.
Well, look, Freddy, if you're not back in a little while, we'll meet you at the farmhouse.
Okay. Come on, Julie. Once there was a boat that made a mistake, and it tossed a little girl like it fell away. It's all over now, and this you'll know, we love
that. Oh, golly, did you hear that, Nora?
Yes, Penny, I did. Freddy gets along well with children, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm. Maybe because he's an awful lot like a little boy himself.
In some ways. And in some ways he isn't.
Well, I'm glad he wasn't too much of a little boy just a few minutes ago.
Yes, that was close, wasn't it?
Yeah, I don't know what would have happened if Freddy hadn't been so quick.
Well, fortunately, we don't have to worry about that now.
Oh, Cricket, I'm all out of breath.
Yeah, I think I am, too. Oh, I think I'll sit down a while.
Me, too.
Oh, these pine needles are nice and soft, aren't they?
Oh, yes. Oh, it's going to be a shame to move so much of these beautiful grounds and cut down even two or three of these lovely big trees.
Mm-hmm. This is where you're going to build the house, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. In fact, we're sitting in the living room right now.
Oh, we are, huh?
Mm-hmm.
All right, where's the fireplace?
Just about where I'm sitting. Crickets, I hope there's not a fire going right now.
Yeah, there will be this winter, though, won't there?
Mm-hmm.
Aren't you breaking ground to build next week?
Mm, yes, we are.
Excited?
Oh, Penny, I can hardly sleep at night.
Yeah, well, you better start sleeping because you have no idea what hard work it is keeping an eye on a house that's being built for you. Yep, and when it comes time to furnishing and stocking, well, you'll be a pretty tired young lady.
Oh, I don't mind how much work it is. It's going to be just super here. I mean, a place of our own. I never thought such a wonderful thing could happen to me.
It was bound to happen, Nora. You certainly deserve the happiness you have and the happiness that lies in the future.
Oh, I hope there's a lot of happiness left for me. I've had so much already, I think sometimes that maybe I've used it all up. And I know we wouldn't have this house if it weren't for you and Mr. Carlton.
Oh, no, I had nothing to do with it. It was all Barry's idea.
Well, he gave us the house as much because of you as because of our wedding, Penny. Well, why else would he do it? He didn't have to.
Nora, he promised you a gift. And he wanted to keep his promise.
We understood that it was something from the two of you, though. Crickets, Penny, when things happen the way they did, Freddie and I didn't expect...
I think we better go join Freddie at your father's house, Nora.
Oh, Penny, I wasn't thinking about what I was saying.
It's all right, darling. It's late, and I think we better get back to town. Maybe there's a letter from Barry there this afternoon.
Haven't you heard it all, Penny?
No, Nora, not for weeks. I'm beginning to wonder now if I ever will.
Oh, I'm sure you will.
I hope you're right, Nora. But, oh, I don't know. Somehow, everything suddenly seems kind of hopeless. As a matter of fact, I'm beginning to wonder now if there's even the slightest hope of ever hearing.
Why hasn't Barry Carlton written to Penny in such a long time? Has he decided to forget her, or has something serious happened to him? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. KCB. KCB. KCB means Kroger Cut Beef, and Kroger Cut Beef means more meat for your money. That's right. Kroger Cut Beef gives you more meat, less waste, because before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. For example, if porterhouse steak is your favorite, you'll find that at Kroger's you don't pay steak price for stringy ends and waste. The Kroger method of cutting beef removes the long stringy end and excess waste before the steak is weighed and priced. But see for yourself by visiting your Kroger store. Notice that you get more meat, less waste, and it's top U.S. government grades of beef. Beef that's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. Remember, whether you buy a steak or roast, Kroger Cut Beef gives you more meat for your money. Yes, everybody's happy when you go to your neighborhood Kroger store for Kroger Cut Beef. Your family loves the deliciousness, the juicy flavor of Kroger beef. You love the way it cooks up so perfectly. And your pocketbook loves the fact that Kroger Cut Beef gives you more meat for your money. Get some without delay. Make it a rule to get Kroger Cut Beef and get more meat, less waste at your neighborhood Kroger store. Be sure to listen tomorrow, same time, same station, for another absorbing transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.